It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens. What it means,
why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to in the coming hour. John Catsimatidis, the Alliance Defending Freedom, Kristen B. Tate, and of course Kelsey Bowler, all with us straight ahead. It's all the news you need to know and what you need to know about it, why it matters, what it means, so forth, so on. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Members of Congress, retail workers, everybody should get cost of living increases to accommodate for the changes in our economy. And then when we don't do that, it only increases the pressure on members to exploit loopholes like insider trading loopholes.
All right. Does anybody know what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is even talking about? I have a hard time, and I'm not ever sure that she knows what she's talking about. But that's we'll get back to that in just a minute with Kelsey Bowler. Up first on Kevin McCullough Radio today. It's a big Wednesday. Kelsey, I noticed that in the Bright email this morning, you talked about it. It was kind of top of mind news for the last couple of days. But Trump versus Biden, you've got boxing gloves on, actually, in the Bright email that are going back and forth at each other. They're competing in Iowa. They're competing on message. What is the takeaway from Trump v. Biden right now? And happy Wednesday to you, by the way.
Happy Wednesday. Yes, President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden were trading punches in Iowa. Even before Trump got on the plane to Iowa, he had Joe Biden on his mind. He was his target. And to me, this signaled the beginning of what is going to be a major narrative in the coming months. Joe Biden, during his speech, you have to give him credit. He did manage to get a lot of press attention out of his visit to Iowa, more than the other candidates did thus far. And we all know President Trump pays attention to the media. And I think that's why Trump decided to give Biden a little extra love in his remarks that he made. So it was entertaining, to say the least, and we'll see how Iowa voters fall down on it. But one important policy takeaway is that during his speech, Biden walked back yet another policy position that he had taken. He, you know, we remember those infamous remarks from not long ago saying China is not a big threat, kind of laughing at anybody who would pretend that China is. And he completely backtracked on that in his speech, saying we need to hold China accountable for their cheating, which of course we need to do. President Trump is taking the lead in doing that. So, you know, after flip-flopping on the Hyde Amendment and now on China, I think we really have to question where Joe Biden is in regards to his past record on his policy position.
Well, isn't he curing cancer? or isn't he promising cancer's cure if he's elected? Now, Kelsey, you and I have been around a long time. We've seen lots of politicians make lots of promises. This starts to put Biden on the path of being cartoonish, does it not? You say stuff like that you elect me president and we're going to cure cancer. My mom died of cancer. My wife's mom died of cancer. There's probably no one within the vicinity of either one of us right now that we know that hasn't been touched by the real pain and horror that disease. So you could laugh at him and call it comical, but there's also kind of this bizarre, perverse side to it that he's exploiting people that have real issues with that word.
Absolutely. And when I heard this remark, that's exactly what I thought, except I thought, what happened if it were the other way around and it was President Trump going around saying he would cure cancer? You know, the media would, on one hand, be absolutely having a field day with the remark, laughing at it and probably fact-checking it, saying this is impossible. President Trump is not a researcher and is not going to cure cancer. And then on the other hand, we would get the more serious sentimental remarks about how this isn't, this comment is not sensitive to the ways that cancer has impacted people, to pretend you can snap your fingers and fix it. But because it was Joe Biden, a Democrat, who said it, everyone's kind of like, all right, maybe that was one of his gaffes, where, you know, we got to get used to that and we're not going to give that too much media attention.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? And my colleague Mike Gallagher said it this morning on his nationally syndicated show. He said, you know, if Joe's going to be able to do that, why doesn't he just do it? I mean, you want to go down in history as being someone who's made a real difference. If you're going to cure cancer, then cure cancer, and you'll live forever. I mean, there'll be like an eternal trail of gratitude leading to your grave, no doubt about it. Okay, that's from the campaign trail. Now, AOC, we opened with her words. But she doesn't think making $174,000 plus all the benefits she gets is quite enough to live on. Is that what she's complaining about now?
This is what she is apparently saying. It's mind-boggling, especially.
What'd she make as a waitress?
Right, and it's coming from a former waitress, bartender, who now has a $174,000 salary and identifies as a Democrat socialist, who thinks that nobody should be making a lot of money. It should just be going to the federal government instead. So Democrats, instead of doing their jobs and passing legislation to address the border crisis, they were looking at giving members of Congress a pay raise. And just to put this into perspective, the average American in this country, average American household, earns $59,000 a year. And now we have members of Congress who are not doing their jobs, who do not have high approval ratings among those they serve, asking for a $4,500 pay raise. And her reasoning for this was really fascinating. You heard some of it in the clip. She's saying, well, we need it to keep up with inflation. But she also said we need this pay raise in order so that members don't exploit loopholes like insider trading to make money on the back end. So long story short, what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying is that you need to pay me more so that I don't steal and commit illegal or
immoral
financial crimes.
Yeah. You need to pay me more so I won't be a criminal.
Exactly. It's astonishing. And again, this is coming from a Democrat socialist.
Well, and that's what your editor over at The Federalist actually said about it. As you point out in this morning's Bright email, she said, guys, I need $174,000 a year. Pardon me. Or I just might have to steal. Maybe the most socialist thing ever said.
Absolutely. I hope this rubs both sides the wrong way. Democrats, the more moderate Democrats in their party who are facing tougher elections, they actually pushed back on this and got the Democrats to pull the pay raise from the spending bill, which it was going to be attached to. So for now, it is tabled. But, you know, it is important to note, to be fair, that it did have support from some Republicans, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, who were, you know, they reportedly supported it. The fact that AOC was willing to go out there and be such a mouthpiece for a pay raise when what has she delivered in her couple months in Congress besides losing 25,000 jobs in New York City and floating some strange Green New Deal where we would get rid of cows? I mean, what has she really accomplished to deserve that pay raise? In the real world, you have to show results in order to get more money, and her and her fellow members of Congress have done anything but.
She thinks she's special, Kelsey. That's why she wants the raise. Yeah, and who knows? If you could get cows to stop passing gas, maybe we could take a train to Hawaii at some point in the near future. I don't know. Something. That seemed to me to be the focus of the Green New Deal. Real quick, 10-second shout-out. USA Women, are they going to cruise to a second World Cup title?
I hope so. They deserve it. I'm a big fan of Alex Morgan, so I would love to see her continue scoring 5 goals each game.
Man, she totally crushed Thailand the other day. That's going to be interesting to see. All right, Kelsey, great to have you as always. And a contributor to the Independent Women's Forum, a podcaster for The Federalist at Problematic Women, a contributor to The Daily Signal for the Heritage Foundation, and a contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It is a very slow ride on the west side of highway heading uptown, coming off 12th Avenue right up to the GW Bridge. Heading downtown, we're slow from the 70s down into the 30s. Heading uptown on the FDR Drive, we're slow from the Williamsburg Bridge right up to the GW Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the Triborough right down into the 50s. More delays from the 30s right on down into the Brooklyn Bridge. In the Bronx, eastbound Cross Bronx jammed off the GW Bridge over towards the Major Deegan. The off-ramp to the Major Deegan is closed because of 2 separate accidents. A couple tractor-trailers came together with a box truck, and also a tanker truck hit a motorcycle, so that's going to be out there a while. And then it stays heavy out towards Webster Avenue on the main line. Westbound, we're jammed up from the Bruckner right on through to the GW Bridge. Deegan jammed up both ways near the Cross Bronx Expressway. GW Bridge, because of this mess on the Cross Bronx, we're looking at a 45-minute delay on the inbound side for the upper level. It's only slightly better downstairs with a 20 to 30-minute delay, but it doesn't really matter what level you're on. It's going to be barely moving right across to the New York side. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the fore so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a 2-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98 or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code AM970. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Look, I believe that the president is literally an existential threat to America.
They're saying, where is he? What happened? He makes his stance in Iowa once every 2 weeks, and then he mentions my name 74 times in one speech. I don't know. That reminds me of Crooked Hillary. She did the same thing.
You know what? They better be careful. I'm just saying, when Trump brands you, and if he's good at this, Biden will, he's going to be likened to Hillary a lot. I'm just saying, watch what Trump does here, friends. He's a different animal on the campaign trail completely. He's doing his negotiations with heads of state. He's being all, you know, reserved and quiet and negotiable and peaceful, and like he's with the queen, he's all proper and everything like that. You get him in the wild cornfields of Iowa, and you get Biden taking pot shots at him, and suddenly he's calling him similar to Hillary. How does that work well for Joe Biden? Let's talk to Kristen B. Tate about it. Kristen is a contributor for The Hill. You see her all over Fox News and other cable outlets. And she's the best-selling author of two books already, a third on the way. Kristen, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Don't you think Biden had better tread a little bit carefully so that he doesn't draw the branding fire, the branding iron, I should say, of Trump?
Yes. I mean, I think that the Democratic nomination is Biden's to lose right now. He is polling very well in the Democratic field. But to your point, Kevin, he's got to be careful. You know, if you go after Trump, he'll come after you twice as hard. So if I were Biden, I would kind of keep my head down, stay focused on the issues, and I think he's got to stay in that moderate lane. Another issue Biden has run into lately is he's kind of been trying to excite the progressives on the Democratic side by saying really crazy stuff that you would expect from an Elizabeth Warren, not from a Joe Biden. And the only way Biden's going to win against Trump is if he can get some of those union workers and blue collar people back under the Democratic tent. But he's not going to be able to do that if he goes the progressive crazy left-wing route.
Yeah, well, and that's one of the routes that he could go. The other is to try to take Trump on one-on-one. But I don't know if Trump decides to make Biden's brand Hillary light, I think that's the kiss of death for him. And I think that I think that Trump's going to win anyway. But we'll see where all that goes. He did promise to cure cancer, Kristen, just so you know. If you've got any people in your life, like my mom, like my bride's mom, who died from cancer, you know, don't get all offended or upset about it. He could have cured it this whole time. He's just waiting till he's president to do it. I guess is the thinking behind it. Kind of like Michelle Obama. Wasn't proud of her country until her husband was president. Biden's not going to cure cancer until he becomes president. You know, these Democrats, they're very selfless, you know, in their approach to life. Really looking out for the average man and woman. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this border stuff because, we've been all over this, of course, but I thought Mexico was kind of put over the burner with Trump's demands last week, and I think that he got a win out of that. But the story that scared me, and I haven't talked about it on air yet, was the line in San Antonio where they had hundreds of illegal immigrants that had come in from the southern border that came from Ebola-based countries in Africa. What's your reaction to what's going on with these relocations right now?
Yeah, so it's true that most of the immigrants coming over our border right now are from Central America, but a lot of people don't realize we're also getting lots of people from African countries, particularly those that are affected by Ebola. You have Africans fleeing this pandemic, and then once they get to the U.S., they are relocated inside the heartland of the country. I'm reading a report right now that says Portland, Maine, which is up near where I grew up, near New Hampshire, a little city. Portland's not very big. Portland, Maine is being overwhelmed by these African migrants. And, you know, this is what makes so many people so angry, is that we get these migrants, they're not properly screened, we have no idea who's coming in, and then they get transported to places that cannot handle them. And then when Trump suggests, oh, hey, maybe we should put some migrants in sanctuary cities that say they want these people, the Democrats lose their minds. So you have small cities like Portland, Maine, that have to deal with this problem. And I have no idea why we're not screening these people. I have no idea why we would let anyone into the country with Ebola, but sadly, this has become common practice now. And I saw another report yesterday that said the TSA is flying these people to different parts of the country without even proper documentation. They're basically just letting random people onto U.S. planes with subsidized tickets. So it's really scary on multiple levels.
Well, then you have the director of Homeland Security before Congress yesterday admitting that in excess of 90%, Kristen, that's not 9%, 90%. In excess of 90% of illegal immigrants that are coming across the southern border are given a court date and they're not showing up. 90% are not showing up for their court dates.
Right. And that's part of the problem. I mean, we have no way to track these people down because we don't put tracking devices on them. We don't even know their real names in a lot of these cases because they come here with no documentation. So they basically just get to stay. And then eventually they know a Democratic president will come in and give them all amnesty, like Obama did with the Dreamers. So something has got to change. Trump is getting no help from Congress. There's only so much he can do by himself. That's why I was more optimistic about the Mexican tariff threats than I normally am about other tariff threats.
Because right.
At this point, it's like one of the last tools that Trump has at his disposal because he gets no help from Washington.
Yeah. Well, which is a good case for why people should send him help in 2020. Hey, your most recent piece for The Hill, as usual, is must reading. Crazy Pork Barrel Projects, One More Exhibit of Reckless Spending. What'd you find? What's the takeaway from this?
The takeaway is that the use of earmarks in Washington has been skyrocketing in recent years and nobody cares. Earmarks are basically just the practice of congressmen redirecting funds to basically expensive pet projects that may have no rationale. I believe we spent about $15 billion on such earmark spending last year, and this is a figure that continues to go up. Many Americans aren't aware of it, but it's really infuriating if you see some of the items our tax dollars are being spent on. Some of the stuff just makes no sense, and if any private company operated the way that our federal government does in terms of spending, they would be shut down. The door would be closed within a year.
They'd have to. They'd be out of business. Reader in The Hill, watch her on TV, Kristen B. Tate. Thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sunshine, a few high clouds. We have 73 degrees. It's a Wednesday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the NTSB has begun removing the wreckage from the roof of Midtown Manhattan skyscraper following Monday's deadly helicopter crash. Here's James Flippin with more.
The New York City Office of Emergency Management assisting the efforts now underway, 54 stories up at 787 7th Avenue. The 3,500-pound helicopter is now nothing more than charred pieces of metal and equipment. It scattered across the roof of the building and caught fire. Pilot Tim McCormick, the accident's lone casualty. Per the FAA, he wasn't certified to fly in the foggy driving rain that afternoon. The building itself is closed. The ventilation system was damaged. Fire hoses sprayed water that cascaded down the building as well, some water making it all the way to the lobby. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
Guards working in the Bergen County, New Jersey jail are among the people unable to leave the facility following a lockdown over a mumps outbreak. Let's get the latest from Sue Guzman.
At least five inmates have been diagnosed with the virus after the first case was confirmed on Monday. An attorney for one of the inmates says her client is worried about getting sick.
He was afraid He doesn't know what's going on.
The jail is now quarantined, and not only will there be no new inmates accepted, employees who were not previously vaccinated can't leave. The Bergen County Sheriff's Office reports the quarantine will lift within the first week of July, as long as no new cases are discovered. Sue Guzman, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees and Mets both have tonight off. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson River, 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 on the city-bound side, 20 minutes each way at the Lincoln Tunnel, 45 minutes inbound for the upper level of the GW Bridge, 25 to 30 downstairs. Both levels are jammed across the span onto the eastbound Cross Bronx because of two accidents on the ramp to the Major Deegan. Clouds roll in tonight. Rain arrives towards dawn tomorrow. Overnight low 60. Rain tomorrow mainly in the morning, high 69. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know back in 2010 there was a law that was passed in the United States, and it gives the authority to the government, actually a specific entity within the Federal Reserve, to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. That's right, I said 401ks, IRAs, and your bank accounts. It sounds scary. This has already happened in eight other countries across the last 7 years. But I want you to get the facts about how you can protect yourself from allowing the government to do this when you receive the new white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. It's a free gift from my friends at Landmark Capital. See how all this was set up to help manage our out-of-control national debt, and learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. Not all of them, just a portion. So when the bail-in happens, you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, and visit them online at landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you have back pain, neck pain, upper back pain? How about sciatica, or suffer from maybe herniated discs or spinal stenosis that may even be debilitating you from being able to walk due to the amounts of pain that you're in? Well, before you go and you have a surgeon cut on your body, or you get injections that wear off in just a matter of days, if not hours, I want you to talk to my friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. The reason why is she runs the top-rated non-surgical spinal decompression clinic in all of the tri-state area. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating your pain without the scary injections or surgery if possible. She's got the DRX 9000. If you've not seen this machine, it is amazing. But she will help you get your spine healthy, and she gives you a complete diagnosis. If you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, she's going to point you in the all-natural direction that doesn't involve surgery or shots. And if she can't help you, she'll tell you that too. Find out for yourself how she can help alleviate the pain and help you do things again, like walk freely or play with your kids or grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
And our month of defending freedom continues here at Kevin McCullough Radio and our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer, in New York. We are continuing this effort because the fight continues. You may not know Baronelle Stutzman's name, but you probably know her story at least a little bit. And David Cortman is back with us. He's senior counsel and vice president of U.S. litigation. He was actually just with us earlier this week. But David, we got word yesterday that Baronelle's case had rebubbled to the top, and it's very important that we stay on top of what's happening. So tell us a little bit about what the Baronelle Stutzman case was about, what happened in the courts, why that should have had an impact, and where we go from here.
Sure. This is one of those cases that's been ongoing for over 6 years now. And Baronelle Stutzman is a florist, a professional florist out of Washington. It's been the family business for over 40 years. She's a grandmother now and loves what she does. And what's interesting is this is another one of those stories. People say, oh, they discriminate against people. What she serves everyone. In fact, the gentleman that ended up suing her, she is best friends with. She says all the time, even now afterward, that I love him and I wish he would come back to my store. And what happened was, is she has served him for over about 10 years, all different types of events. He came to her a few years back and said, look, I'm getting into a same-sex marriage. Would you create the flowers and participate in my wedding for this ceremony? And she said, look, I love you, Rob, but because of my relationship with Jesus, I'm unable to do so, but I can refer you to a different florist. Well, the state of Washington found out that through social media, and the Washington Attorney General then went after Baronel with all guns blazing. So basically filed a lawsuit against her. This lawsuit is both in her, you know, as a member of the business, representing the business, and personally, they went after her.
Now, I want to pause you right there, David. So it wasn't her customer and her friend Rob that brought this action. This was the state hearing about it and deciding to level both barrels at her just because they didn't like the way she handled it.
That's right. And the way it started was there was no complaint filed by Rob. They were friends. And then the AG went after her. And then later on, the ACLU came in and convinced Rob to file a lawsuit. So now both the state is going after Baronel and the ACLU along with her former customer. And so what happened was is we litigated the case through the state court and ended up losing there. Went up to the Supreme Court, and people may be familiar with Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece case around the same time.
Right.
Well, after we won the Masterpiece case at the Supreme Court also took Baronel's case and said, look, we want you, Washington State Supreme Court, to take another look at this in light of what we just ruled upon in Masterpiece. So go back. You got it wrong. Look at the opinion again in reflecting what we did here. And that's the opinion that just came the other day.
And in Baronel's case, could cost her everything if she didn't have the Alliance Defending Freedom coming to her aid at a pro bono rate. They're not charging Baronel one dime to defend her and to defend her constitutional freedoms. And that's why they need your help. 1-800-569-1559. 1-800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. And we've been telling you some of the stories in the last couple of months, but now is the time when we need to help them be prepared to take the next steps forward in defending your freedoms and my freedom. And David, it's really important that they understand that you do this at no cost to the clients.
We do. And imagine, you know, any state, you know, whether you're in Washington or New York or wherever you happen to be, imagine the state itself coming after you as a private citizen. How do you afford to take a stand against them? These type of cases, as they work their way through the system, and this one's gone all the way up, come back down, now it's going back up again. You're talking in excess of $1 million just in attorney fees. And because we don't charge our clients, we obviously take all those costs on us. And so it's one of those things where when the government violates someone's rights, whether it's their free speech rights or their exercise of religion, whatever it has you, most people don't have the ability or the capacity to fight back. And that's where we walk beside them and are able to do so.
Friends, that's why we need you to make a gift to end this week with and help us. We just need 50 of you to give a $100 gift and to say to ADF, we're with you. We want to help you be able to continue to provide that pro bono defense for people that are having their freedoms challenged. 800-569-1559 is that number. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Just literally a little old grandma who just loves her customers and loves her people, minding her own business. And one day the state of Washington said, you know what? You're going to pay everything because you believe something. It's not right. 800-569-1559. Give a gift right now. 800-569-1559. You can also go to am970theanswer.com and give a gift by clicking on the ADF banner there at the top of the page, if you would do that and be so kind. David Kortman, Senior Legal Counsel for ADF, thank you for being with us.
All right. Good being on again.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Please lean in just a touch for this message. It's urgent. I want you to hear what I'm talking about. Since 9/11, and this is a tragic statistic, since 9/11, 22 veterans every day in our country, people who served their country, wore the uniform, went thousands of miles away to fight our wars, and then came back. Every day since 9/11, 22 of them have taken their own lives. That's 140,000 now. They didn't hesitate when we needed them, but are we hesitating when they need us? If you believe that I do, as I do, that this is a tragedy, then we need to do something about it. And I think I found the answer. It's called Gold Shield. So if you're a merchant, you can sign up for 75 cents. And when you do, you're going to get gold shields. You put them in your windows. You put them at your cash register. You put them behind your desk. And when people come in and frequent your establishment, they will see that you're a supporter of the Gold Shield. That means a portion of your proceeds will go to directly fight veteran suicide. The 501c3 that distributes those donations and also some work into cancer research is where all of this goes. Gold Shield doesn't recoup one dime from them. But every one of your current potential customers is listening to this message. And those people coming and shopping in your shop could do so and make a difference and help us stop veteran suicide. 100% of the donations distributed for the cause. Can you call now? 888-526-9111. 888-526-9111. 888-526-9111. And ask how you can become a merchant of Gold Shield today. Or go to thegoldshield.us.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's my privilege to be in a partnership with the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your faith every single day. And that's why you're going to start hearing these Freedom Minutes here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's Bob Trent with more of this one.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted May 17th to pass the Equality Act, a piece of legislation that would erase 100 years of progress for women's rights. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. If the Senate passes the Equality Act, two new protected classes would be added to federal non-discrimination laws, sexual orientation and gender identity. The bill's proponents claim these additions are a step forward. But the reality is, this bill would jeopardize women's scholarships, business and sports opportunities, and even privacy in spaces like locker rooms or homeless shelters. We can't sit by and watch as the government forfeits important rights and opportunities for women through a misguided Equality Act. Would you help us protect your freedoms? Visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website, freedomfund.org. Yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go.
Is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm...
All right, Kevin McCall, I've been teasing that soundbite all hour. Got Kristen Tate's version on it, Kelsey Bowler. I'm dying to know my next guest because John Catsimatidis actually, unlike a lot of people who run for office, actually cares about the people that he's trying to serve and help. John, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Wow. It's always good to see you.
It's a beautiful day today.
Thank you for bringing your spring flower, Margot, to the studio with you. She's just up the hallway. Let me ask you about when a politician makes a promise, like I'm going to make it rain $1,000 bills from the clouds, or I'm going to give every child in America a puppy, or I'm going to cure cancer, don't they kind of relegate themselves to the silly column of electability?
There's X amount of people that actually believe it.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I would say 40 to 45% of the people want to believe. They want to believe. And
they want it so bad they'll just go along with it?
They'll go along with it.
Wow.
Because their mother died of cancer or their brother died of cancer, and they feel that if you throw $1 billion at it or $100 billion at
sure.
it, that you'll find a cure. But we have a problem in this country. The problem is, do the pharmaceutical companies really want to find a cure? And I am one of those people that believes that I'm skeptical.
Right. Well, okay, so we had
a big discussion on my show last week.
We've never had this conversation, you and I, but my mom and my bride's mom were born the same year. We're 10 years apart in age, but we're both firstborns, and they both died of nearly the identical same form of breast cancer. My mom did a ton of research from the time she was diagnosed until the time she passed away, and I think what you're saying is right. I think that the FDA makes a lot of money off of cancer research. I think there's a lot of private sector money that's made off of cancer research and continuing to research and research and research. And I think there are some things that have shown some clinical success, et cetera, but we don't pursue those because this has become a huge business to keep trying to find the cure.
There's no profits in cures. You only get paid once versus making you feel better. They get paid every day for the rest of your life.
Hmm.
Pfizer last week was the front page of the Washington Post that Pfizer was on the verge of finding something that cured 60%, maybe not cured, but made you a lot better, 60% of the Alzheimer's cases.
Wow.
And you know what they did? They put it on the shelf. I tell my audience, go out, Google it. Google the Washington Post
last
week.
That's not right. That's not right.
Google Pfizer, Google Alzheimer's, and there's no profit in cures.
Should there be some sort of public accountability for groups that do that, whether it's government or private sector, either one?
Who is the largest giver to the who has the most lobbyists in Washington?
The pharmaceutical companies.
I'll let you answer that question then.
Yeah. But I'm saying from a moral perspective, should there be
Absolutely.
Accountability?
If you're
president,
if
for
I
a
was
day.
President,
there you go.
If I was president, I would get a U.S. I would get an attorney general that believe what I believe, that if there is a cure, and they're purposely putting it on the shelf because it will ruin other parts of their business, I think those people deserve to get indicted and
prosecuted. Yeah.
Because, you know why? How many people will die of some of those diseases? You get prosecuted for murder, one person.
Right.
How about murdering 5,000 people or 10,000 people because you haven't found a cure?
That's very well said, as always, John Catsimatidis. Kevin McCullough and John Catsimatidis with you. Let me ask you about this, kind of switching gears. So we know how bad the border situation is. President Trump got Mexico to concede to a lot of issues. But this last week, and I just talked about this with Kristen Tate 2 segments ago, there are a number of people coming from the African continent, from Ebola-active countries, that are being
dispersed throughout the country, and we don't know where they're all going. Some of them, Portland, Maine, San Antonio, Texas, et cetera. Your reaction to this?
You know, we've always said that. We've talked about it in the past, that a lot of diseases coming up from Central America that go to school, those kids going to schools with American students in California. And what was it, typhoid they were getting?
Measles, mumps. There's a case of mumps that was identified in Bergen County today.
You know, when your grandparents or great-grandparents or my grandparents came from overseas, they went through Ellis Island. If you had the measles, would they let you in?
Nope.
Who's checking all the people coming in?
No one.
If you had red eye, would they let you in?
Yeah.
No.
On top of that, John, yesterday the Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan, I think is how you say his name, reported that 90% of cases where illegal immigrants are given a court date, the illegals do not show.
And did you see that they were sending 300 illegals up to Maine, into a small town in Maine?
Portland, Maine, yeah.
In Portland, Maine, because that's where they were going to put them. And it's horrible.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have 300 Africans from the whatever, you know.
The Ebola positive countries, yeah. Congo or
in
something.
In Portland, Maine? Yeah.
Okay, friends, listen. John's got so much common sense. Stay with us at the top of the hour if you're in New York.
Analytics Services Manager, New York, New York, sought by a health-focused tech company. Define analytics project approaches, milestones, and deliverables. Apply core analytics methodologies, processes, and capabilities. Act as client point person. Manage internal team of analysts. Must possess a U.S. bachelor's or foreign degree equivalent in technology, data analytics, or related scientific or quantitative discipline. Must possess at least 3 years of experience in an analytical role such as a database or marketing analyst in the healthcare pharmaceutical sector. Experience must include at least 3 years providing deep analytical insights and recommendations, establishing and growing client relationships, managing a large book of business, clients, $550K to $1 million, and managing projects and or campaigns with at least 5 team members. Must have experience applying knowledge of SQL, databases, and Tableau. This position requires only little domestic travel, up to 3%, to client sites. Mail resumes to Cross Six Solutions, Inc., Attention A. Willis, 1375 Broadway, 3rd floor, New York, New York, 10018.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, oh, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The answer. That's 800-246-8751.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970, The Answer. you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hello? Is this thing on? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Alex, are we getting this? We on the air? Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out. Coming up on tomorrow's broadcast, it's a very special broadcast. We're going to be coming to you live from the Tropicana in Atlantic City. And the main reason we're going to be down there, and in New York, my morning show counterpart, Joe Piscopo, is going to be down there. We're going to be down there to honor our boss's boss, the boss that's over the boss that's in the area. And he's like just second or third from the top boss in the whole company. But Phil Boyce is his name. And you may have heard him on my show. He's been on a few times. You may have heard him on other radio shows. He's had a little bit of success plucking people with monosyllabic names like Rush and Sean and Mark, sometimes from obscurity, and helping them really become well known. Ever since Salem has had the opportunity to have him amongst our ranks, every single one of our broadcasters has done better. And the more they've listened to Phil, the better they've gotten. And so we are grateful to have him as our leader at Salem Media, and to be helping guide not just the national talkers like Gallagher and Prager and those guys, but also the local guys. My morning counterpart, Joe Piscopo, has never worked in radio. Here he is, a big hit show in Morning Drive in New York City. So we're going to be down there supporting him. He's going to be inducted into the New Jersey Broadcast Association's Hall of Fame. And that's going to be kind of a cool thing to do. And hopefully we'll get to talk to Phil on tomorrow's show. But that's why we'll be down there. And a great slate of guests talking about everything from tourism to politics to everything else that we'll be dealing with on that end. Now, my good buddy on the city council here in New York City, Joe Borelli, minority whip on the city council, put this on Twitter. I guess it was somewhere around 1 this afternoon. He said, as Republicans in New York, and you know he's running for public advocate, so he's right now the city council member from Staten Island representing city council and the Republican Party as one of only, what, 3 Republican members of city council? They have 192,000 Democrats on city council, but there's 3 Republicans. Somewhere along that percentage. I'm not sure that's the exact number. But Joe's one of the good guys. He's truly, truly conservative, really understands free market politics and economies and what to do. But this statement that he put up, as Republicans in New York, our problem isn't in convincing middle class taxpayers to vote for us. Now, you'd think if you were outnumbered 192,817-3 on the city council side of things, you'd think that you'd be more worried about getting middle class taxpayers to actually vote for you. But he says, no, that's not the problem. He said the problem, and I'm adding this parenthetical thought, in this current de Blasio climate of punish every person that's producing and doing well, he said the problem is not convincing them to vote for us. It's convincing them that it's worth staying here to begin with. That's an indictment, my friend. We need to do something about it. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.